Welcome to Cook 30. I'm Jeremy Dixon from the Revive Cafes in Auckland, New Zealand, and also I wrote the Revive Cafe cookbooks. And today, I want to share with you how you can create delicious cafe meals in your own home, using lots of whole foods and whole grains so you can have lots more energy and vitality. Cook 30 Food is all about using these great whole foods. We're going to use great protein sources like beans, lentils and nuts, lots of whole grains like brown rice and quinoa, fresh produce and fruit and vegetables, and tying it all together with lovely herbs and spices and international flavours. And the best part about Cook 30 Food is you do not have to spend hours slaving away in the kitchen. In just 30 minutes, I'm going to show you how you can make a cafe-style nutritious meal for your family. And it will taste amazing. On the menu today, we have a not butter chicken, which is a healthy version of an Indian favourite. We're going to be serving this on freshly cooked brown rice. We have an amazingly colourful broccoli, almond and cranberry salad. And on the side we have some cauliflower and onion pakoras. And of course, the Indian favourite sweet to finish off, a healthy mango lassi. Now, creating a deliciously healthy meal in 30 minutes does not happen by accident, and a few little steps in the planning process can really make your cooking experience much quicker and far more enjoyable. I've got the table set here with the dishes we're going to be using for the meal today. In our fridge, we've got lots of fresh produce that we can use straight away. On the stovetop, I've got all my pots and pans that I'm going to be using. Chopping board here ready to go with a sharp knife and a really nice clear workspace. We've got a blender sitting there ready to go. And we've got a pantry stocked full of great whole food ingredients that we can use in our cooking. So the first thing we need to do is start with the cooking thing that's going to take the longest, and that is generally the rice. Today I've got some really nice multi-grain rice that we're going to cook, and the recipe for this is the same as normal rice. I'll just turn the gas onto high. So we're going to use 2 cups of rice to 4 cups of water. And this 2-to-1 ratio is what we generally use for most rice and quinoa cooking. So 2 cups of rice. I've already pre-boiled the water. So first thing when you come home from work and you want to do a meal, put the kettle on and make sure you have some boiling water available to cook your meal. So we'll go with 4 cups total. And we're going to be using the absorption method, which means we put the lid on and we don't stir it. We don't want to interrupt all the little steam holes that come through and cook the rice. So when that comes to the boil, we'll just turn it down to a very low temperature and that'll just keep cooking and take around 25 minutes to cook. Now the next job is we want to start the curry, the not butter chicken. And this is a really good favourite hot pot we have in my cafes. It's generally an Indian dish that's full of a lot of chicken and cream and food colourings and things that aren't really that good for you. So I created this really nice healthy version. Now the first thing you want to do with any kind of curry is start with a good base of onions, garlic, ginger. So we're going to chop the onions up. And they don't need to be super fine, but just fine enough so they cook reasonably quickly. The most challenging part always seems to be getting the skin off. When we test new people to work at Revive, we have what we call the onion test. And we time them how long it takes them to chop up 40 pounds or 20 kilos of onions. And that's a good indicator to see if a person is going to be quick in the kitchen. Probably not something you'll need at home because you'll probably take you a while to go through that amount of onions. So there we go, in the pan. We'll put the gas on that one on high to begin with. Put the onions in. So it's one large onion. We're going to use 1 tablespoon of oil. And in terms of oils, there's a lot of debate about what oils to use. My favourite ones for cooking are either rice bran oil or grapeseed or coconut oil. Oils are olive oil you generally don't want to cook too much. You want to keep them for cold applications. I'm going to add 2 cloves of garlic. And I'm just going to put them in the garlic press here. And just push it through. If you've got a good strong garlic press, you don't need to skin them. It'll just put it out. Like that. And that'll save a lot of time because you can spend a lot of time with the garlic trying to get the skin off. Also got some ginger puree. Again, a great ingredient you want to have in your pantry. You can use fresh ginger if you want. and chop it up. But some of these purees are actually really nice and don't have too many nasties in them. So we'll just put a good tablespoon in there. Give it a mix round, and this will take around about 5 minutes to just start to mingle and become clear. And then we'll start to add our spices and other ingredients. Now the next two jobs we need to do is to cook some broccoli for the broccoli salad and some cauliflower for the pakoras. So we want to get that underway nice and early so when we come to finalise those dishes we don't have to worry about cooking them. So in the fridge we've got some fantastic broccoli and cauliflower and we're just going to need to dissect this. Before we do, the rice is bubbling, so I'm just going to turn that down just so it's just on a very, very low setting. And that'll just keep cooking. So make sure it's nice and low cooking. That'll just keep happily there for the next 20 or so minutes. So we're going to cook the cauliflower first because this takes longest. And we need around 3 cups of cauliflower. So we're just going to dice this up into just common florets. Probably bite-sized pieces is what we want. So that's about 3 cups cut up there. I'll just put the jug on just for a few seconds just to get it back up to boiling temperature again and turn on the pot. So in a few seconds when we want to put on the broccoli and the cauliflower, we've got boiling hot pan ready to go. We're also going to chop up some broccoli. And same again, just some nice bite-sized pieces for the broccoli, almond, and cranberry salad. So just chop all the florets off and some of them will need to be cut through the middle. There we go, so that's about 4 cups or 2 kind of medium size ready to go. I can hear the jug boiling. Put some boiling water in the pot. Right, nice and hot, ready to go. Might just turn that down a bit, seems to be going nice and hot. Now I'm going to put the cauliflower on the bottom. Cauliflower will take around about 5 minutes to cook. So we'll put that in the bottom. I'm going to put the broccoli on top and we're going to cook these in the same pot, save time to same water, to same dishes. So just, and also we've only got 4 hobs, we're going to need them all, so it's quite good to economise. Put the cauliflower on the bottom and then we're going to put the broccoli on top. Now the broccoli will take around about 30 seconds to a minute. So we want to make sure we remember in about a minute's time to make sure we fish that broccoli out. Put the lid on so it steams. And we'll come back and check that shortly. We've made a great start into this meal today. The rice is on, cooking away nicely. The onions are nearly caramelised, ready to complete the curry. The broccoli and the cauliflower are cooking away, nearly ready to go. So a lot of the important jobs are done. We're now going to launch into the curry and see if we can finish that in the next couple of minutes. So the onions are nice and soft and tender and very, very sweet. So we need to add some spices. So the 3 spices that go together fantastically are cumin, so a tablespoon of cumin, a tablespoon of turmeric for colour, and a tablespoon of coriander. We're also going to add a quarter of a teaspoon of cinnamon, just for a little bit of extra Indianness. And we're going to add a little bit of chilli powder. Probably want to use a little spoon to do this, so probably about 1/2 teaspoon, just to give it a little bit of a kick. And again, if you don't like anything hot, don't put it in, or just start with a little bit. You can always add more later, but it's harder to take it out later. Actually, it's impossible. So we're going to stir these spices around for a couple of, probably about 30 seconds to a minute, just to activate all their lovely flavours. I'll just turn this up a little bit. And this will just bring out all their lovely flavours. While that's happening, I can see the broccoli's pretty much done. So we're going to fish this out into a colander. Only takes a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds. The broccoli is lovely and green and crispy. An important trick to learn is to make sure you put it under cold water straight away. And this means that the broccoli will stop cooking and it will retain its nice green colour. So give it a good spray around like that. Make sure it's cooled down, it's not cooking. There we go. And we're just going to sit it on the bench there. We're going to come back to that in a couple of minutes when we do the broccoli salad. Meanwhile, the cauliflower, we'll just put the lid on there and let that cook for another couple of minutes. And now all our spices are starting to hum. You can just smell that awesome aroma. So we need to add some tomatoes, chopped tomatoes, or I've actually found some crushed tomatoes. Crushed tomatoes are often good because they're just like a whole kind of slurry of tomato, whereas chopped tomatoes can just be chunks of tomatoes with kind of a watery juice. So if you do have chopped tomatoes or even whole tomatoes in a can, you can just blend them around with a stick blender for a couple of seconds just to make them like crushed tomatoes. There we go. Stir that around. You want to make sure the tomatoes are in before the spices start to burn. Look at that, smells amazing. Just check my recipe, what's coming in next? Okay, we're going to use the not butter chicken, we're going to have kind of a chicken substitute. So I'm going to go for some tofu. Now I know you're thinking, tofu, boring, bland, don't give me any more tofu. But there's a real neat trick you can do to make tofu a little bit more interesting. I mean, tofu is bland by nature, but it carries flavours through really well. I'll just turn this down a little bit to low. And what I've done is I've actually taken the tofu, and it's just your regular firm tofu that you can buy at the supermarket, put it in the freezer for a day or two, and all the ice crystals change the texture of it. And it suddenly becomes kind of more, I suppose, chicken-like. And it's a lot more rougher and kind of flesh-like. It's just another interesting texture to use tofu for. So before you put it in the freezer, make sure you drain it. That's just so you don't end up with this big block of ice. So a day or two in the freezer, take it out and put it in the fridge for a day to make sure it's soft, and then you can just chop it up. So we've got see the lovely texture there? It's just nice and something different than the normal very flat and silky texture you expect with tofu. Just going to chop this into little strips. And again, chopping multiple layers at a time will save you lots of time. I'm going to put that in the curry. There's a little bit of water there, just squeeze it out. You don't need to get all of it out. And that'll just soak up that lovely tomato and Indian spices flavour. Give it a stir around. Now we need to add some more ingredients to this dish. We need to add some salt. So we need to have 1 teaspoon of salt. Turn that up a little bit. And we need to have some honey, just for a little bit of sweetener. We're going to add 2 tablespoons of honey, just to sweeten it up a little bit, just a nice healthy sweetener rather than using sugar. My cafes, we actually make a date puree up, so there's many different healthy ways to sweeten dishes if you want to do it. Tomatoes are generally quite bitter and acidic by nature, so they generally usually need a little bit of sweetening, even in a savoury dish. So I think that's just about everything. Now we just need to add the coconut cream, which is a great cream to add. You could make your own almond cream or cashew cream. And there's lots of things you can use. A tofu, well, probably wouldn't use a tofu cream. So we're just going to use half a can. This is a 400ml can, so we're going to use about 200ml of this. I'll just give it a bit of a stir to make sure it's... Sometimes it can be cream on top and water below. So we're just going to stir it through, and you see that's heated through. Pour it over. That's half a can. Stir it through. And this dish is basically finished. So we're just going to let it sit on the stove here, just in its own warmth, just to kind of let the flavours mingle and finish kind of a little bit of cooking. We don't want to boil it with the coconut cream in it. And all we're going to need to do at the end is just add a little bit of cilantro on top to garnish it. And you've got pretty much a nice, healthy, not butter chicken, all finished. So the cauliflower is now done. So I'll just drain that through a colander. And again, we don't want this to keep cooking and become mushy, so we're just going to just drain that. And just leave that sitting on the bench with the broccoli, and we're going to come back to that shortly as well. If you've just joined us, we're halfway through making a delicious meal in under 30 minutes. Today we're making a not butter chicken curry, a healthy version of this great Indian treat. We're going to be serving it on freshly cooked brown rice with a broccoli, almond and cranberry salad. We're going to have alongside cauliflower and onion pakoras, and of course to finish with a lovely Indian drink, a healthy mango lassi. Okay, we need to put the broccoli salad together. We've done all the hard work, we've cooked the broccoli. So we're just going to put the broccoli into a nice wooden bowl or some kind of a bowl you want to serve from. And we're just going to throw just a little bit swig of olive oil over the top of it. A pinch of salt, just to give a little bit of something extra. And we're just going to put some ripe cranberries. And some slivered almonds. Now how easy is that salad? Ready for the table and done in a very short time. Pakoras are a great little Indian dish where they fry little bits of vegetables in this great chickpea batter. Unfortunately, it's usually full of fat and deep fried, so here's a great healthy alternative. So first thing we're going to do is make the batter. We've got some chickpea flour, or it can be called garbanzo flour, or besan flour, or chana flour, so don't be confused by all the different names you get. So we're going to have one cup of this, and one cup of water. We're just going to start with a little bit when we stir chickpea flour, just so it doesn't get too lumpy. So it's quite an easy recipe to remember, one cup of each. Put the rest of the water in. We're also going to add some turmeric, so half a teaspoon of turmeric. Give it a nice yellow colour. And we're going to add some coriander. And we've got one tablespoon. So we're using lots of these great Indian spices today. We're also going to add some salt, going to half a teaspoon of salt. And I think that's everything. Oh, two cloves of garlic. Just grab two cloves of garlic, put them in the garlic press. Look at that, that saved us lots of time. And then just stir it up together. Oh, sorry, we need some honey. A tablespoon of honey as well. Just a bit of sweetness to take off the bitterness that sometimes comes with some of these spices. I'm just going to mix this up into a lovely batter that we can use. It's a little bit runny at the moment. I might just add a little bit more flour just to make it so it's the appropriate batter texture. With all these kind of batters and flours, some of them are finer and coarser and they all react differently, so you need to just see how add a little bit more here and there so it's the right consistency, so it's going to stick to our vegetables. Okay, we've got a lovely thick batter there. So it's just ready, something's going to coat the vegetables. It's kind of runny, but it's not going to be too runny. So we're going to chop up half an onion. So chop it this way. So we just want to have some half moons and chop them kind of reasonably medium. And we're going to fry these up as well. So, the onions and the cauliflower that we prepared beforehand. We're thinking ahead, so we know what's coming up. I'm just going to mix these up with a spoon and just give them a light coating. And while we're doing that, I'll just turn the oven on so we've got a hot pan ready to go. And just coat these. Okay, we're going to put 2 tablespoons of oil in the pan. Now normally you'd be putting gallons in with deep frying, but we just need just a little bit just for shallow frying. We're just going to pour this in, and when you put it in, make sure you don't tip the whole juice in as well. We just want the individual components to go in. And that'll just take a couple of minutes just to fry up, and then we'll give them a bit of a flip. And you've got this lovely chickpea spicy coating, and they'll crispen up nicely. So we want to bring the heat to full, and then we'll come back to those shortly. Everything is progressing really, really well. The broccoli salad is all finished. The not butter chicken is finished. The pakoras are sizzling away nicely. The brown rice is nearly finished. That'll be a couple more minutes. So now's a great time to get in and make the delicious mango lassi. So we're going to go to the fridge and get some milk. And I quite like almond milk, but you can use any milk that you want. Also, we're going to use some frozen mango chunks. And these are a fantastic way of getting mango when it's out of season. And because they're nice and frozen, it means that they give a really nice smooth texture in the smoothie. So you want about 3 cups of mango chunks. And we want milk, around 2 cups. Whoops, if you take the lid off, it comes out a bit better. 2 cups of that. We're going to add 2 tablespoons of honey, just to give it a bit of sweetness. And we're going to add 2 ripe bananas. And just normal bananas are great here, so just put 2 bananas in. Into the blender and get it going. Now, while that's going away, we'll give our pakoras a bit of a stir. They like to stick together, so just give them a bit of a mingle around so they don't burn, just to separate all the batter. They're coming on nicely, they're browning up beautifully. I'll just turn the heat down a little bit so we don't come too hard. Turn them shortly. So it's coming along well. Back to the smoothie. And that's just looking fantastic. So we need some glasses from the table. And we'll fill these up so they're ready to serve. It's nice when you use some nice big goblets like these. They always present really, really well. Hardest part is not getting any drips spilling down the side. And you just make an excellent dessert. So mango lassi is a great drink, but often there's a lot of colourings and flavourings and sugar and yogurt through it. So this is a great healthy alternative, just using natural fruit. Just a little bit of a garnish, just to make it a bit more exciting. Just a little bit of a sprinkle of nutmeg, just to give that little special touch. And that is ready to go. Back to the pakoras, they just need a little turn. And they're coming along, look at that. So as you can see, the batter's just kind of coating them. And they're just really nice, crunchy. The onion's kind of softening up a little bit. And it's just a lovely sweet treat. We're going to serve that in a bowl with a little bit of sweet chilli sauce and some cilantro on top as well. So the rice is now done. As you can see, I'll just get a spoon and just look at the bottom. The best way is just to tilt it back and just have a look down, and you can just see there that there's actually no water in the bottom there, so it's pretty much done. It's nice and soft. We'll just give it a try. Beautiful. Sometimes it needs a few little extra minutes just to sit there and mingle. I'm going to serve that on a nice white dish. Just grab a spoon. As you can see, this beautiful wild rice, it's mainly brown rice with just a few flecks of other wild rice, oops, in there. I'll just put it in the bowl, just like that. We'll probably garnish it with a bit of parsley later, just to make it look a little bit more interesting as well. There we go. And there we have it, a delicious, nutritious Indian meal in 30 minutes. We have the amazing Not Mutter Chicken, a delicious, healthy Indian favourite, served on freshly cooked brown and wild rice. We have the broccoli, almond and cranberry salad, so quick to make, and the cauliflower and onion pakoras. And of course, to finish off with the mango lassi. Well, today I'm joined here with my lovely wife, Verity, and she's actually worn an Indian dress. What are you wearing?
I think you pronounce it kurta.
A kurta?
Yeah, it was given to me by Dina, a friend of ours, who brought it home from India.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's great. We're about to start dinner, but thank you for joining me today for Cook 30. I hope you've picked up some great skills, recipes and techniques so you can give your family healthy, nutritious meals in 30 minutes. Let's eat.
All right. Thanks, darling.